Leading the news this morning, and all Australia's domestic airlines have cancelled flights to and from Adelaide this morning because of a return of that volcanic ash cloud. Tiger has also grounded its flights between Sydney and Melbourne. The airlines will review the decision later this morning, but there are concerns there could be more disruptions later in the week. Talks in Indonesia have made little headway in restarting the live cattle trade there. Federal Agriculture Minister Joe Ludwig says both sides are still working on just how to implement new animal welfare standards. But he says he can't force the Indonesians to stun cattle before they're killed. Syria's president is maintaining his hard line against protesters. In a national address, Bashar al-Assad has blamed the unrest on what he calls a small group of saboteurs. He's promised some constitutional and political reforms, but not until the protests stop. His speech sparked even more demonstrations throughout the country. Libyan officials say another NATO airstrike has killed 15 people in Sorman, west of the capital Tripoli. They say three children are among the dead. NATO has confirmed it was carrying out operations in that area. These latest allegations come just hours after NATO admitted it was responsible for an attack in Tripoli that killed several civilians. And European finance ministers have postponed a decision on paying a $17 billion loan to Greece. They say Greece must introduce its new austerity measures before it gets the money. But the Greek government must first survive a vote of no confidence due later today.